Out of the mind of God, the words, "Let there be light," and by them a world is created. I love life. I love its simplicity, as well as its complexities and nuances. I love a summer rain, a fresh blanket of winter snow, a warm fall breeze, or a cool spring morning. I also enjoy lively conversations with friends or being alone with my thoughts. God has blessed me through this journey we call life to have helped me grow into a centeredness and contentment, bringing me to a point where I now consider it a privilege to pray and an honor to be thankful, to know that no matter what earthly love I have or is taken from me, God's love still has value, is still precious. But I have become more and more aware during my work covering religion that many people do not share my take on life. One question I'm continually asked is, how could a loving God allow pain and suffering? It is perhaps the most emotionally charged query of the human experience. If there's one thing that drives people away from believing in God, it is the seemingly unbridled presence of evil, of disease, of heartbreaking sorrow. If God is love, like the gospel writer says, then how can these things be? I'm thinking of recent headlines that provide plenty of examples. In the Middle East, Islamic terrorists target Christians and non-believers for extermination. A young woman, raped 30 times before noon, begs the Peshmerga soldiers battling ISIS to bomb her location, seeing death as her and her fellow refugees' only hope for freedom. Here at home on U.S. soil, an all-too-frequent act of violence, a lone gunman with hate on his mind commits a mass killing. But even discounting international affairs and violence in our communities, conflicts in our own homes are just as rampant. The home, which should be a haven of rest, becomes a battleground for strife, a house of dishonesty and despair. A husband has an affair because he's fallen out of love with his wife. A woman has an affair with a married man because she's convinced they are soulmates and his wife doesn't understand him. A single mother cries alone at night, unable to feed her child. The child's father left them for greener pastures or had no intentions of caring for the fruits of his lustful passions. Another child is sexually abused by the adult who should have protected her. What is wrong here? Why is this world the way it is? I will try to pose an explanation that is at least plausible, if not palatable. For in this answer lies the light of truth and compassion, law and love. It's the duality of light, displayed day after day right before our eyes. A broken world. It may seem odd at first, but all of these tragedies happen for the same reason. This world is broken, and we are broken people. A Christian often refers to this as a fallen world, and even atheists will acknowledge a world that is broken. And this brokenness has caused us to have what theologians call disordered loves. Disordered love makes a priority out of something that should not be a priority, and puts its ultimate trust in that instead of the real source of love, God. We have come full circle back to the first commandment. Here's a simple fable. A parable, really, that might help illustrate this idea. It's the story of a loving father who makes a marvelous gift for his child. The father says to his son, "Son, this gift is unique and special. I'm giving it to you."